This is actually the third Haggadah Shir we've given. I think the other two are online. I don't want to be repetitious. I'm not going to say a lot of things that we've said in the years past. I might say some things over, but I'd like to maybe break some new ground, some things we haven't spoken about. Different shot that we haven't spoken about. It's interesting that on Pesach, that even though we know that the Seder is a specific Seder, Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Nomal, the Sfarim tell us, Nomal, the Derech, that a person can come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is first, he does Tshuva, first it's Sur Meirah, then it's Asay Toiv. First it's Urchatz, and then it should be Kadesh. The Kedusha comes after the Rechitza. But on the Leil HaSeder, we do it b'derech dilug. We're medaleg, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Peseach, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaleg and was Peseach, he passed over b'derech dilug. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gave us a mitzvah before the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was Mishchu Kechulachem, before the Korban Pesach was Shechting the Avodah Zarah that was in Mitzrayim, which was really like a purification process. Whereas HaKodesh Hazel Lochem is a mitzvah before that, which is a mitzvah of Kedusha, just like in Mitzrayim, the Kedusha became before the Orchat, so too with our Seder, the Kadesh comes before the Orchat. And this is the process of coming close to HaKodesh Baruch Hu b'derech diluk. We spoke on Shabbos. We spoke about how the Haggadah is a process that a person has to feel, and we buy this from the Gemara and the Kufches, that it's a process of going out of Mitzrayim ourselves. So just as before we discuss the Halach Ba'ani, I'd just like to make a diyuk in the Avadim Hayinu. And because a diyuk between that and the end of the process of Magid, the Bracha of Magid. We look at Avadam Ayinu states, Avadam Ayinu Lefayev Mitzrayim, Yasiru Hashem Misham, Biyad Chazaka. And then it says, so we recognize the fact that we would be in Mitzrayim, we would still be in Mitzrayim. And it discusses how if we look at the end of the Magid process, which is the bracha, we say Asher Golanu v'Gol Asavaseinu Mitzrayim. We don't say that our father went out of that it was Goyal our fathers and then us. In Avodah Ayinu, we say Hashem was Goyal our fathers. Yilulai Hashem Baruch Hu Savay Seinu. Hare Anu V'Neinu V'Nei V'Neinu Mishubadim. We would be Mishubad Lefarad Mitzrayim. And at the end of the Haggadah, what we say is Asher Go'olanu V'Goyal Savay Seinu Mitzrayim. So we discuss our geula, and then we discuss the geula of our fathers. So I saw from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that it's very interesting. And he tells too a very interesting story. So he said like this: Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, there was a famous story. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin was a Talmud of the Gra. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin was a Talmud of the Gra, and there was a bridge where the Gra's mother, when she was pregnant with the Gra, fell off the bridge, and there was a nace that she was safe. Whenever Rav Chaim Volozhin passed that bridge, he's made a bracha. Hashem Baruch Hu made a nest for me, right? So the shail is, well, the nest for him, because if the Gra wouldn't have been born, the Chaim Volozhin wouldn't have learned Torah from the Gra. So the question is, we understand the Gra was also li nest for Makom Hazeh, because the Gra wouldn't have been alive. Rav Chaim Volozhin would have been born if the Gra wouldn't have been alive. Torah says he wouldn't have been Rav Chaim Volozhin. He wouldn't have been the same person. It says, it's a shasa li nest in Makom Hazeh, the Pshat, had he not been a Talmud of the Gra, if he hadn't learned from the Gra not lived, he wouldn't have been able to learn Torah from the Gra, he would have been a whole different person. Nemela, he used to say she lines b'makamaze. The process of the Haggadah is a process of recognizing that the Nes happened to me. If our fathers wouldn't have gone out of Mitzrayim, so we wouldn't be the same people. Maybe we would be Azar, we would be such mentioned. We'd be Mitzrayim Dika mentioned. It's interesting, I saw in Reb Chaim Brim, he used to go, said he went to, when he spoke to Reb Chatzka Lebravsky, he would ask him for, he would want to get chizik from him. He says, whenever I want chizik, I think about what would have been had we not gone out of Mitzrayim. What would I have been? I would have been a mitzvah, I would have been azak goy, I would have no focus in my life. Be a whole different being. Then I realized that we came out of Mitzrayim, it's mamish, we have an Eibishter, we have a Torah, we have a direction in life. The process of the Haggadah is to recognize, not only did it happen to our fathers, but it happened to us. So in the beginning of the Haggadah we said, if the Eibishter didn't take our fathers in Mitzrayim, we would still be in Mitzrayim. Oh, but not our God. We say not that He redeemed our fathers and therefore redeemed us. But Fakir, Asher Galon knew He redeemed us, and that's the process that we have to experience in the Haggadah, and that's the experience of the Seder. Famous question we've spoken about in years past, and this is actually something we did say over 2 years ago, 3 years ago. The Shaila is Halach Ba'ani Da'Chol Avasan Ba'Adu Mitzrayim. We start the Haggadah before the actual Magid, before the actual Shaila Tshuva of Manishtana. We speak in Lashon Aramish. We speak in Aramaic. And we say, Holach ma'anyu da'cholo avason. So the shayla is, b'chol, why are we talking in Aramaic? why do we start the Haggadah in Lashon Aramish? So I'd like to start with the vart from the Bel Zerav. This is a hafful dik vart. It says, we know that the Gemara in Shabbos says that Malachim are not makir the Lashon of Aramaic. That's why we're not mispalel in Lashon Aramis. Why are we not mispalel in Lashon Aramis? Because we know that in the process of normal tefillah, malachim amachnis atfilas takodesh bochum, that's only stam tefillah. But a tefillah by a choyla says you're allowed to be mispalel for a person who's sick. For a choyla, you're allowed to be mispalel in Lashon Aramis. Why? Teretz is because who's by the choyla's bed? Rabbeinu Shalom is by the reish of the choyla. Melech speaking, the Rabbeinu Shalom understands Aramis. So we can speak directly to the Rabbeinu Shalom by a Chayla. Zok the Bel Zerav. At the Seder, Halach Ma'anya, we speak in Lashon Aramis. We start off to recognize that the Eibishter comes to our storm. The Eibishter comes to all of our storm. And the Eibishter comes to listen and to hear how we fear Zich and how we recognize the godless of being B'nei Chayra and the godless of being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. We say Holach Ma'ani Da'Cholu Avasan Ba'Arad Mitzrayim. There's a big question. What are we saying that we ate? That this is the matzah that we ate, that our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim. Da'Cholu Avasan Ba'Arad Mitzrayim. The truth is that if we look at the end of the Haggadah, this is something we've spoken about in years past. We say Matzah Zushanu Echlu Al Shum Ma Al Shum Shall I Speak With Tzeichem La'Achmetz. That's talking about the later, the next day. That's not that they ate in Mitzrayim. So we want to say, oh, from Rav Yitzchak Zechova. Rav Yitzchak Zechova says the following thing. Since there are taka two matzahs, two achilus matzahs, the mashos, and the ram, it says this by Arichas in Pesachim and Afkuf Tazayin. There's the matzah that we ate in Mitzrayim before we went out of Mitzrayim. The matzah that we ate on the night of the Korban Pesach, we had to eat matzah. That's not because we went out of Mitzrayim and it didn't take time to rise. So what we're saying over here is Holach Ma'ani Da'Cholu Avasan Ba'Arad Mitzrayim, because there are two reasons why we eat matzah. One reason is that when we went out of Mitzrayim, it didn't have time to rise. Memela, for 7 days we don't eat chametz. That's the matzah that's not chametz. But then there's another aspect of matzah. Not that it's just not chametz, but that it's lechem oini. Lechem oini is the pshat that it's not only is it not chametz, but it's just flour and water. Lechem oini, it's a lashon, it's anius. It doesn't have any accoutrements. It has no. It doesn't have meperis. It's not right. You can have matzah ashira. Matzah ashira is with meperis, not with water, but it's not chametz. But you can't be yotze the mitzvah with it. The Rambam you could. But Pashtus, you can't be, the Taisus says you can't be answering this. It's not Lechem Oini. It doesn't have a din of Lechem Oini. So he says like this. That's what we're saying. Holach Ma'ani Da'Cholu Avasana Ba'arad Mitzrayim. This is the matzah that we eat taka at the night of the Seder is lechem oini. There's a chiyuv to eat matzah at night. There's a chiyuv the rest of the days. There's no active chiyuv to eat matzah the rest of the days. There's only a din. You're not allowed to eat chametz. That's because of ayayif wasabatz. That's because what that they weren't that it didn't become chametz. But the first night we eat specifically lechem oini. Why do we eat specifically lechem oini? Because lechem oini is and that's we're mechuyev to eat the lechem oini. Says Yubitzer Chazichover an unbelievable thing. He says that what's the idea of lechem oini? The idea of lechem oini, and that's really what we're supposed to come to contact with on Pesach in our minds, is that a person lives his life, he has to realize that he has to go back to the basics. Right? The first night of Pesach, a person has to look at himself and he has to realize what's really truly important in life. What's truly important in life is not to delve and to live in a materialistic world and to go, try to look for ashiras, but he has to realize that ashiras is in his ruch, in the ruchnius. Memela, it's lechem oini. This is a holach ma'ani. The holach is on a ba'arat in Mitzrayim. What we're partaking in now is the matzah that they ate in Mitzrayim, which is the lechem oini. And therefore, we say kol dichvin yesei v'yechol. When do you eat? Do you eat stam to lebzach achazur shetog? No. When you're hungry, you go eat. Kol dichvin yesev yechol. Kol ditzrich yesev yivsa. If you need to, if you have to eat, so then you eat. That's the message of the lechem oini. The message of lechem oini is not to be roidav achar ataivis and roidav achar ashiris, but it has to be lechem oini. Poor bread. Hoshata hocha l'shana haba b'yushalayim. Hoshata avde l'shana haba ba'arad yisroel. We recognize that we're over here in Chutz Laaretz, and the reason is because we're not Oyder HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha. If we'd be Oyder HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha, what does that mean? This is something that Rabbi Yitzchak HaZechava says, I'm expanding on a little bit, but I have to understand, he's explaining the process of the statement over here, the connection is there. We're eating lechem oini, why? To show that, what do we eat for? Because we need to. We eat it to because if we're hungry. And we realize we're in Golus. Why are we in Golus? The Pasuk says, "Tachas shleivarat Hashem lekecha b'simchu b'tuv leivos." Because the reason why we went into Golus is because we weren't ever a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'simchu. What does that mean? And he doesn't say this exactly, but I think this is what he means. A person is in the world. I mentioned this many times to enjoy life, but enjoying life means to enjoy his avodas Hashem. That's why he's here. What does the Pesul Sharm say right in the beginning of the Pesul Sharm? A person's here l'sanig al Hashem. The belt things lesanik. They forget the El Hashem. So the chat hashatahach because what we recognize that we're missing in our avodas Hashem and our simcha in our avodas Hashem. Abul shana haba ba'arad Yisrael. Shana haba will be in Eretz Yisrael because now we're partaking in the lechem oini and we're getting the message. We're getting the message that what we have to find our simcha in is in our avodas Hashem and our mitzvahs. Hashata avdi l'shana haba b'nei chayrin. Today we talk avodim to the Yetzer or avodim in the land that's not ours. I'd like to say a few short things in this in the Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechol, Kol Dichvin Yesev Yivsach. There are many different questions, Bechlal. There are two couplings over here that we could discuss. First of all, Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechol. Kol Ditzrich Yesev Yivsach. So Kol Dichvin is a lashon of very hungry. That's Yesev Yechol. So Ditzrich is someone who needs, who's missing something. Yesev Yisrach, he should come partake in the Pesach. So the Brisker Rav points out that the halacha is that matzah maror you're supposed to eat matzah. You're supposed to eat what? Matzah you're supposed to eat with teyavin. Matzah you're supposed to eat with teyavin, and the Pesach has to be eaten now where al asoiva. The mele kol dichvin is Yesev Yechol. Kol dichvin anybody who's hungry should come and eat the matzah. But kol ditzrach anybody who needs, not if you're hungry, because you're not going to eat the korban Pesach when you're hungry. Yesev Yisrach. You should come in and read. So that's the lashon of Yitzrich instead of Dichvin. But the truth is, if you think about it, it's a little bit strange. Because we're talking in Lashon Aramis. And the truth is, one of the reasons why we speak in Lashon Aramis is because we're really in Golos. And this is really something that happened, that was added on to the whole idea of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim when we went into Golos. So the pshat is, they spoke Aramaic. They spoke Aramish. Mela, it's a lashon of Aram, it's a lashon of the vernacular. In Bavel, it was their vernacular. So what's the pshat called? There's no Korban Pesach. Nishno them. There's another kasha. How can I invite you now to eat the Korban Pesach at night? The halach is it's only l'menuyah. Yeah, you could only eat if you were part of the original chabura on the Korban Pesach. But if you weren't part of the original Korban Pesach, how can you say kol ditzrich yetziv yifsach? Like you can't eat it now. It's too late. So I saw many people discuss this. So many people said the pshat is that we say in a lashon haravish, it's a little bit of a dirge. We say, if you listen, a dirge is like a depressing song. Why do we say it in such a way? And the truth is, if you look at the whole Haggadah, the whole Haggadah, the rest of it is in the Lashon Kodesh. And it ends where? God did not have also Lashon Arams. Teretz is, this is a, it's a dirge, it's a lament, better word. Well, it's a lamentation. That today I could say, called Ditzich Yesev Yisra. Because I don't have the Korban Pesach. So I could say, come for Pesach. You're not going to eat the Korban Pesach. Hoshat the Hochul and Golos, Hoshana Habo, Ba'arad Yisrael, I'm not going to be able to invite you. I won't be able to invite you next year because it'll be too late because we're going to bring the Korban Pesach. So the Haggadah starts with the recognition that we're in Golos. But the Haggadah ends also in Aramish. But it's Chagad and Zabin Abbas, as you say, we all know that Chagadja is the all the different events in the Chagadja describe how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that each one is another step in the Golos, another stop in the Golos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka is still our Chagad Zabin Abba B'Shezuzi is under Tata, and he's going to redeem us L'shan Abba B'Yerushalayim. So that ends in Aramish, but in a happy note. That's the whole Haggadah, that's the process of the Geula that we're going through in the Haggadah. Well, Maisa, there's another, the second part of this thing is fascinating. Hashata Hocha L'shan Abba B'Arad Yisrael. Hashata Avdi L'shan Abba B'Necharim. So we're now in Chutz Laaretz. Next year we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Now Avodim. Next year we're going to be Bnei Chayrin. So the question is, L'chayra, first of all, you should be Bnei Chayrin, and then you become go to Eretz Yisrael. Right? What's the pshat? First you go to Eretz Yisrael, then you Bnei Chayrin. So it's fascinating. The Lev Ivri writes a very interesting thing. It's similar to Ramar Al. He says like this. It sounds almost Zionistic. He says that the process of the Geula is going to be a two-step process. First they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to be under other Memshalah. And then the Geula, final Geula will come. Then it'll be L'shon Abba B'Yerushalayim. So Taka, Hashat, Hocha, L'shon Abba B'Yerushalayim, Barad Yisrael. L'shon Abba will be in Eretz Yisrael. But that's going to be the first process in the Geula. But we'll still be under a foreign government, a foreign Shibud. We want that. That'll be the second process. Very interesting idea. The Maral says it a little bit more fiery. He says, "Vayis tois mekenzan in Eretz Yisrael and still be in Golos," which is light. If you look at look at what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. It's a ganz bitter Golos in Eretz Yisrael. I saw from the Satmar Rav a gevaldik pshat. Satmar Rav says like this: the Targum Yonason, there's a famous Targum Yonason. If we talk about something Zionistic, we have to go the other way. But there's a famous Targum Yonason that says that in Eretz Yisrael, "Va'eseschem al kanfei nesharim." We all know, "Va'eseschem al kanfei nesharim." Pashut the pasuk says, and I took you on the wings of eagles, right? So the Targum Yonason says over there that when Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, I did bring the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. It's not a mokum kodesh. That the Eibishter took them on the night of Korban Pesach and Tezvav in Mitzrayim, he took them, they flew to the Beis HaMikdash. And they were marked of the Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. They were marked of the Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, and then what? And then they came back to Mitzrayim. So, Mela Zokt Satmar Rav, that's the Pshat. Hashat, Hocho, now we're here. Lashon HaHabo will be in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, not like we were in Eretz Yisrael in the night of Mitzrayim, and we went back to Mitzrayim. Oh, but we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, mamash kibenei chayrin, and that's the hakdama to the whole Haggadah of our hope of l'shon habo b'nei chayrin, l'shon habo b'yishalayim, l'shon habo b'arat Yisrael. It's interesting that the Haggadah starts with whole achmanu with inviting people in. Inviting people into the Seder. In fact, the Avodram writes that in his house, he sent his children and wife out of the house before the Seder and called them in. Because Mestan Lemaisa, who didn't invite the person already before? And they called Dichon Yesiyekel and they would come in. But so the Shaila is, so why are we starting the Haggadah this way, really? So the Beis HaLevi says very short, He says that Lamaisa the Gemara Baba Basra says that the mitzvah tzedakah mikareves es hagula. The mitzvah of tzedakah is mikarev the gula, brings the gula closer. Memela, we want to bring the gula closer, and this night of gula, memela, we start off with the inviting of a guest. We start off with the gemilas chasadim with aknosas orchim, and the truth is, we mentioned on Shabbos that the Shabbos before last, that the first time we find matzah in the Torah. Is where Lushi Vasi Ugai says the matzah that's with Taknos Sarkim, that's the matzah of Taknos Sarkim, that's how we start Targon. Okay. I the Manishtana, the last 2 years we spoke about Mamish Barichus. I'd like to go a little bit brighter in the Haggadah. And I'd like to discuss Navodim Hayinu, the fire of Mitzrayim. So we say, "Vafilu kulanu chacham, kulanu nevanim, kulanu skenim, kulanu yoidim esatayir mitzvah lein l'sapa b'yitzis mitzrayim." V'chol amar v'l'sapa b'yitzis mitzrayim, areza meshubach. If you look at the Rambam says, the Rambam's girsa is v'chol hamarich l'sapa b'yitzis mitzrayim. Anyone who's mairich makes it long. It's mairich. It makes it marich. He extends the sipa b'yitzis mitzrayim. So the shaila, of course, is not in the Rambam. The shaila is, what do you mean? For your kulanim chacham, kulanim skenim, kulanim yadim satir. Abad is a mitzvah. The Torah is a mitzvah. What do you mean? If even if we're big talmid chacham, we have to be misafim. That's the chiddush. Abad is pasha. Everybody has a mitzvah. If you feel kulanim yadim satir, mitzvah and misafim, mitzvah and misafim, the chiddush is that a person has to shake a lulav. I mean, he has to shake a lulav, a talmud chacham has to eat matzah, he has to misap b'tzis Mitzrayim. What's the chal marv? So we got to once that over that says state that talmud chacham is not supposed to yell, and it also says that the person is supposed to say the haggadah b'kol ram. B'tzis Mitzrayim is supposed to be b'kol ram. The middle of the chiddush is that even the talmud chacham is also has mechuyav misap b'tzis Mitzrayim over here. He has to speak b'kol ram. Okay. That's it was one thing we said, I think, 3 years ago. But I saw from the Belzer Rav a very interesting tzach. He wants to say like this. If you look at the Torah, the first in the Sarah Satibas, Anarchy Hashem Alekech, Hashem Tesicha Mi'eres Yisrael. Liya Yislachem Alekim. That's the pshat. A person has to realize, a person has to understand what the function of CPT's Mitzrayim is. The function of CPT's Mitzrayim is to realize that the only reason why the Ebesh took us out of Mitzrayim was that we shabbed the Torah. That's why between the third and the fourth Kais, the morale says you don't drink, because the third Kais is, it's the Galti, and then the last one is Velokakti. So the person has to realize that the whole reason why we went out of Mitzrayim is to get the Torah. So Mela, that, Dosh Teit, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Shazich Mi'eres Mitzrayim. So he says that that's the pshat in being marich. We call a marich the CPT's Mitzrayim as the pshat. He is marich the CPT's Mitzrayim from the night of the Seder until Shavuos. Where he's marich, he realizes that Seder extends all the way there. That's a filu kulanu chacham, kulanu nevanu, kulanu zikainim, kulanu yoidim es haTorah. We know the Torah, and we know anoich Hashem alekach shtechim yitzrayim. We know that purpose. Still, we have to be marich the CPT's Mitzrayim to bring that to our. To say it over and to bring it into our consciousness well. Okay. We've spoken about the next parts in the Haggadah extensively with Lazar ben Azariah. I'd like to discuss Baruch HaMokah and Baruch Hu just a little bit. We start Baruch HaMokah and Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanas Ntar Elam Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Which is strange. What exactly we're saying over here, Baruch HaMokah and Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not in the Torah. Why? Because Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. We see that the Torah spoke Keneged four Banim. Echad Chochem, Echad Rosha, Echad Tam, Echad Sheni Yedei Elisha. So the Shaila is, what is the connection of Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu that the Eved gave us the Torah, and how wonderful the Torah is that it speaks Keneged the Dalet Banim. What is the Keneged the Dalet Banim? What is it? What's the Chiddush over here? What is the Baal HaGadah coming to tell us? So we once said over B'Shem the Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim said a very interesting tzach. If you look in all chokhmas in the world, right? So you take one course. You take mathematics. Mathematics has one textbook. You take geometry. Geometry is another textbook. Trigonometry is another textbook. Right? Calculus is another textbook. Right? Organic chemistry, biology. It's all different material. Right? So the more advanced you get, the different you're learning different material. The for the Torah, the same chumash that your fifth-year-old comes home from yeshiva or from the Yaakov with, is the same chumash that the 20-year-old is learning, is the same chumash that the 30-year-old is learning, the same chumash. Mamash, the same verit of the Torah expand, like speak to everyone. The Torah speaks to everyone. The Torah speaks to the Rasha, the Chacham, the Tam, and the Eni, the Elisha. It's all there. It speaks to everyone. Thus, the Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu, that the Torah says that in the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim, which the Baal HaGadol is going to bring, there's a pasuk that talks to the Chacham, it talks to the Rasha, it talks to the Tam, the Eni, the Elisha. And the truth is, this is very important, this is mamash the Seder. That the Seder is that experience that we have to have in our bias, that we have to touch everyone. We have to touch all of the children, wherever they're holding Baruch HaMakom, and the Torah itself speaks. That's Baruch HaBaruch Shemasim Torah La'amo Yisrael. I saw from the Chidah a very interesting tezach. The Chidah says like this: the Malachim had a tainan on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said, "We want the Torah. Why do you? What's the supposed the Malachim have to the Torah more than people in the world?" Torah says, "There's Malachim from Bar Metzah." The law of Bar Metzah is if I have a building, if I have a field, and there's a field next to me for sale, right? I have k'dima over anybody else. The only difference is that I only have k'dima against everybody else unless it's that person's marshal. Let's say that person's son. That person's son has k'dima over me. Let's say if a person wants to sell something to his son, so the Bar Metzah loses out. The Bar Metzah loses out. If he's mamish next, right? So the Malachim have a Taina. We want the Taina. We're Bar Metzah. Or the Klal Yisrael is in bottom Lamachim. The Eibush is bottom Lamachim. The Eibush is children. The Klal Yisrael is bottom Lamachim. So Klal Yisrael has a Taina if they're bottom. So the Machlex Remain of Yehuda is Klal Yisrael have a Shem bottom when they ain't Oisim Ritzvah Nishol Makim. If they ain't Oisim Ritzvah Nishol Makim, if they don't do right, are they called bottom? So Rabbi Meir holds they're called banim, even though they're not the Eisim Ritzvah Nishol Makom. Rabbi Yehuda holds they're not called banim. So the Chidah says that even though normally we pass in as a machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we pass in like who? Like Rabbi Yehuda. But over here we pass in like Rabbi Meir. That Klal Yisrael has a Shem banim, even though what? Even when they're not Eisim Ritzvah Nishol Makom. Thus the Pshat kineged Arba banim dibre Torah echad chacham bechad Rasha. That the Rosh is also a ben. If the Rosh is also a ben, that means even when they're not Eisim Ritzvah Nishol Makom, they have a Shem of a ben. We have a Shem of a band that said, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch HaBaruch, Shinnosan Torah L'Amma Yisrael, that we got the Torah. We got the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers even the Rosh his Ben. And therefore, there's no din of Bar Metzah, therefore the Malachim weren't able to keep the Torah, therefore we got the Torah. That's a Baruch HaMakom. That we see in the fact that the Torah wants to speak to even the Ben HaRosh. So the first of the Banim is Chacham Mahuaymer, Mahaedis, Mahukum, Mahmishpat, Mahshatsiv, Hashem Eskem. We've spoken a few times what the difference in the Chacham and the Rasha, the Radic discussion, the Rishonim, the Gra. I'm not going to deal with it. Because we spoke about it, it's online. If anyone wants to hear, they can hear. But I want to say over something I don't think I ever said over. I saw from Rav Shua Leib, but unbelievable Zach. Shteit, Ein Maftir Nach HaPesach HaFikoyim. That you can't eat after the Korban Pesach HaFikoyim. Zakir B'Shur Leib in Pasuk state, Esav and Yankif, where Esav and Yankif went into Yitzchak, when, what night was it? It was the night that I said it was Tesfav Nisan. I said it's over. And what happened? Rivka went and told Yaakov, go get what? Go get sheep. One Zechel HaGiga, one Zechel HaKorban Pesach. And Esav walks in, the Esav ochiv bo and state, by Yechirad Yitzchak trembled, by Yomer mi efoi hu hatsod sayed li, va ochel mikol. So the father says, so who is the, he said, Yitzchak says, so who is the one who came and captured the animals for me, and I ate from all of it, va ochel mikol. So Shulev says, what is va ochel mikol? And what was he so afraid of? Teretz is like this. The Teretz is, the reason why he was getting, the Rivka gave food to Yitzchak, whatever it means, that he would be able to be Mavarach, right? So the Achila was, helped him in the Bracha. The fact that he ate from the Bebeis, it helped that he was able to give a Bracha. Oh, but one was the Chagiga, and one was the Korban Pesach. And Shteit were Ochel Mikael, so Yitzchak said, I already ate the Korban Pesach. I can't give you a bracha. I can't eat from what you bring me. Because ein maftir nacha pesach, boh, chicha b'mirma, your brother came b'mirma, shtey, b'mirma is gematria 287, and afrikoim it is gematria 287. Boh, chicha b'mirma, your brother came b'mirma, and he brought, and he, boh, mikol, I ate the afrikoim, and I can't eat anymore, I can't eat anymore, I can't eat from you, I can't get a bracha, I can't give you a bracha. Bin Mirma Bez Mem Resh Mem He. That's how you get to 87. Okay. Mo Avoida Zois Lachem. The Rashi says Mo Avoida Zois Lachem. We're not going to discuss the difference between the Rashi and the Chacham. Why Lachem is different than Eschem. But we know that what we say to him, we say, Lachem V'loiloi L'fishahitzi Esatzme Min HaKlal Kofa V'Iker. Since he was Moitzi himself from the Klal, he's a Kofa V'Iker. Fractor Bissas Alma, what do you mean since he was Moitzi himself from the Klal, he's a Kofa V'Iker? Since he's a Kofa Baker, he's Moitzi himself from the Klal. What's the pshat? Doesn't make sense. He's a Kofa Baker, that's why he's Moitzi himself from the Klal. Right? So what's the pshat? Since he was Moitzi himself from the Klal, he's a Kofa Baker. Zokta has a... He said there was one... Somebody came in and said, grace of kashas, I have kashas on Amun and Hashem, and kashas on this, and kashas on that. I said, listen, I'm not going to answer you. Why am I not going to answer you? I'm not going to answer you because when you ask a kasha, there's a teretz to a kasha. But you're not asking kashas. You have a teretz. You want to live your life like a fair. You don't want to, you want to be a baltaiva, you want to do whatever you want to do. But mainly you have a kasha. So your kasha is really a teretz. A teretz I don't answer. That's what Ozer B'Sazal means to say. Mamele Zokhtazah. The reason why this person is a kofa b'ikr, not because he has deis, he logically is a kofa b'ikr. The reason is because he wants to be mitzi himself in the klal. He wants to live like a goy. Well, if like a mela, he's a kofa b'ikr. That's the transposition of a fish. I see a kofa b'ikr. And shteik va'afata hake yashinov ve'amor le'bavur ze osa sham li b'tzeisi mi'mitzroya. Hake yashinov literally means to blunt his tooth. It doesn't mean to knock out his tooth. It means to blunt his tooth. He say, "Babozel asa sham li b'teisim mitzrayim liva loy ilu ayasham loy nigel." What's the pshat with blunting his tooth? I saw a very interesting pshat from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. He wants to say, "What's the question of ma'avay dazayis lachem?" What was his question? Ma'avay dazayis lachem. So he said like this: "This guy, why is he a Russian? He's a Russian of the pshat as He says he doesn't understand. What do you have a problem? What is your why? Why are you doing this avoda? You wait sitters every day. Zeichel l'tzis mitzrayim." You make Kiddush every Shabbat, Zeichel L'tzis Mitzrayim. You wear Tefillah, Zeichel L'tzis Mitzrayim. Every day you're doing Zeichel. You say Krishma twice a day, Zeichel L'tzis Mitzrayim. Right? You talk about Gula all the time. I understand why I have the mitzvah, because I don't do mitzvahs all year round. That's the Rosh. They're saying, Mavai Dezos Lachem, what do you need it for? So we say, you don't get the point. You're not understanding the point. The point of Kotan Pesach is, the point of the night of Pesach is different. Like we said before, it's not a Zeichel L'tzis Mitzrayim. It's experiencing L'tzis Mitzrayim. You don't want to experience these things. You just want to have a remembrance. You didn't really want to experience the Gula. You didn't want to really experience becoming an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I was thinking to shtel tzu to this. The Avat HaHakei Hashinov. The Avat HaHakei Hashinov is the pshat that on the night of the Yitzhiyah, the night of Pesach, all the mitzvahs are done with the mouth. The mitzvahs are done. We speak Pesach. Pesach means a mouth that speaks, and we eat. We speak and we eat. Those are the mitzvahs of the night. The mouth becomes kodesh. Mela afata hake yashinov. You knock out his mouth. Yashinov. The pshat is how others can shaykes to Pesach. He has no shaykes to the mouth. He can't use mouth. Mela hake yashinov. You knock out his teeth. It's also interesting. The Chiddush says that all the mitzvahs that a person does, a person thinks. That he needs to eat for his guf, right? And mitzvahs he does it. So the Rasha thinks like this: I don't have to do mitzvahs. I'll be a cardiac Jew. I'll be good at heart. You know, a lot of people like that. I'll be good at heart, right? So that's so important. So that's so important to do to actually do the mitzvahs. Teretz is, but if you do a mitzvah, really, there's something called neshama food. There's physical food and there's neshama food. Soul food are the mitzvahs, right? Every aver of a person is connected to another mitzvah, right? The mitzvahs of Pesach by night, they'll connect it which eva? The mouth. The Rosh doesn't understand that. The Rosh thinks, the Russia thinks that it's good to think it in heart. He knocked out his teeth, he blocked his teeth, and he can't eat from the Korban Pesach, he can't eat from the mitzvahs alayla. So there's so much to say, it's like, there's not enough time. Okay. There's another very interesting point that we say about Brazil, Asa Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim, and the answer to the Russia, we say, Ba'avrozeh Asa Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim, li v'loy loy, ilu hayasham loy hayanigo. So we tell the Russia, and that's what the pasuk says. If you look at the parsha, it says Ma'abay Dezes Lachem. You say to him, Avem Orloi, Bavurzeh, Osa Hashem Li B'tzeisim Mitzrayim. So what's the pshat Bavurzeh? So it's interesting. Avodram says that Zez Gematria Yud Beis, Zez Gematria 12. 12. There are 12 mitzvahs that we do on the Lelat. There are 4 Dalat Kaisis. That's 4. Charoises is 5. Karpas is 6. The 2 Natil Shadayims is 8. Maitzi is 9. Matzah is 10. Morah is 11. Korach is 12. Meli, yeah, Bavurzeh, Asa Shamli, Vizayim, Mitzrayim, Vishash, Matzah, Muran, Maunach, Mufanach, all this, Bavurzeh, because of these mitzvahs, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, which is a fascinating thing. This is really what Rashi says. Why David should take us out of Mitzrayim? So Rashi says, Bavurzeh, to do the mitzvahs, to do Matzah, Muran. It's a pellet, it doesn't make sense. Why do we do matzah mar? If you look, because of the Azechid, we went out of Mitzrayim. And we're saying the reverse. Why do we do matzah mar? Pashtus, you say, since Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, we do the matzah mar. But what are we telling the Russia? No. The reason why we went out of Mitzrayim is to do the mitzvahs. It's to do the matzah mar. It doesn't make sense. We went out of Mitzrayim to eat matzah mar. We eat matzah mar because we went out of Mitzrayim. Says the Beis Halevi, an unbelievable pshat. This Russia is telling us like this. This Russia is a reformed Jew. Like the reform movement. He says like this, I understand. What was the whole idea of the Korban Pesach? The whole idea of the Korban Pesach was what? The whole idea of the Korban Pesach was that they were in a society of the Avodah Zarah, and they had to pull the Avodah Zarah out of them, so they had to do the Korban Pesach. B'zman hazeh, that chick says like Dolo was killed the Avodah Zarah. There's no point in a mitzvah, right? That's what the reform movement says. That we think we understand the reason for the mitzvah. It's no longer relevant. It's no longer relevant. Melu, we say like this, the Korban Pesach is called a chayk. That's why if you look at the parasha, it says over there that you're going to do a chukah azois. You're doing this chayk. We understand the reason for the Korban Pesach. The reason for the Korban Pesach is because they were shooing up by the Zara. Terah says, no, it's a chayk. You don't understand the reason. You don't have to understand the reason. David told you to do it. You do it. No, that's what we tell him. We went out of Mitzrayim. We're not eating the Korban Pesach. Of course, we went out of Mitzrayim. We went out of Mitzrayim to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. To be able to eat the matzah and morah. And that's what we answer to the Russians. Okay, Rabbi, there's so much to say. I'll say a few short gematrias that I could say over short. But there's a lot of arichas over here that I could say, but I don't want to. Okay, no, we could do that. We say, Baruch Shemer Avtachasel Yisrael Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was Shemer the Avtacha, that he watched the Avtacha for Klal Yisrael. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Esakeitz Lasus Kimashe Omer Lavram Avinu Bebris Ben Apsarim Shenemer. Now the obvious question is, what do you mean Devishta watches his promise? He gave a promise. If you give a promise, who shouldn't watch a promise? If Devishta shouldn't watch a promise. So, there are many different pshatim that I said. First, one pshat is the pshat is, listen, Devishta said to Yitzchak, Tavram ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazer. Could have been Yishma. Baruch Shem after Chazer, Devishta watched that it's b'Yitzchak, that it's in Yitzchak, excuse me, that it states, you're there, like, Ger Yezerach of Erzalom, Yozera, Baruch Hashem, David said it was Yitzchak Yikar Chazer, not Yishmol, because it would be Yishmol, then yeah. So that's one interesting pshat. But the other pshat everybody's familiar with is Hakadosh Baruch Hu Chishav Es Haketz. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a cheshbon in the Ketz. What's the cheshbon in the Ketz? We all know that state Yadoya Tedek Yigei Yezrach Beres Olam Abadim Vino Eisam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram, your children are going to be in Golos for how many years? For 400 years. But there were 2 dinim in the 400 years. There was going to be 400 years of Golos, not in Eretz Lelehem, and also Vavodim Vinuaisim, they were going to have Shibut. We also know that from the Koshi Shibut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu cheshbind es haketz, chishav es haketz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that since they worked so hard, vayimaru es chayehem, and from the Koshi Shibut, Hashem counted that the 210 years counted for what? Counted for actually 400 years. Actually, it was really 86 years of real Shibut. Pevav Shalom of real heavy Shibur. Melech, Kosh Baruch Hu counted it. But really, there was Zerdu, they went down into Mitzrayim for 210 years. So the 210 years of Mitzrayim counted for 400 years, Legabe the Shibur also. Right? Even not being in their land, that started from the Leida of Yitzchak. But that he shall 400 years of Shibud, that is, starts from 210 years. That's the Chachisha Vesakets. We all know the famous Gematria, 190, 400 minus 190 is 210. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chisha Vesakets. That's Baruch Shem after Chazi. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could make Azaz Sort Cheshbin. I saw that the Gra says that by, on the trap on Vayimaru is Chayehem, is Kadmovi Azlo. Kadmovi Azlo means it went earlier. So the trup of Kadmovi Azlo is on Vayimoru was Chayayim. Since it was Vayimoru was Chayayim, Kadmovi Azlo, they were Makdim and they went out. They were able to go out earlier. And I think I saw this somewhere years ago, that the Gematria of Kadmovi Azlo is 190. So you look at the Gematria of Kadmovi Azlo, Mela, they went out of the tribe 190. I was looking at it in the Gra and I saw that it faded up, but I think I must have seen it somewhere before. Anyway, okay. What? Oh, very good. That's what we say. If you ever listen at a bris, we say, right? If you look in Tehillim, it states, so why do we change it in the Elokeinu? Because the difference between Yitzchok and Yitzchok is 210, 390. 390 is 210. So we say that since Hashem counted from the late of Yitzchok, that's why we Yitzchok. Yeah, oh, very good. State that it was told to Pharaoh that it was Borach Ha'om, that they ran away. Borach, the Gematria from Borach is Redu, is 210. We find in Nochazach, we know that the real Avodah Kasha in Mitzrayim was 86 years. It was 86 years. L'maisa, when was the Bris Bein Apsarim? Rabbi said, the Bris Bein Apsarim was, right? Elohim is the Midah of what? Of Din. Elohim is the Midah of Din. The Gematria of Elohim is what? 86. But Yisrael's real Din, the Shibud and Mitzrayim that was real, Avodah Kasha was 86 years. When was the Bris Bein Apsarim? It was 430 years before Yitzchak Mitzrayim. The Pasuk in Bais says that Bnei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim 430 years later. Not 400 years later, but 430 years later. That's not from the late of Yitzchak, from the Bris Bein Apsarim. Shtei Nechidoa Hafla Dikir Remes. Elohim Edoch Gematria, 430. Five times Elohim is fourth, what? Well, that's what it is. Five times 86 is 430. Five times Elohim is 430. Well, how much was the Avodah, the real Shibud in Mitzrayim? The real Avodah Kasha was 86. Abu mit Arba Kaisa, the Gematria of Kais is also 86. With four times Kais is plus one times Elohim adds up to 430 years. Azoi Shteit Nechida. You hear that? There's five times 86. One times 86 was in Mitzrayim, and the Arba Kais is another four times the Gematria of Kais. One last thing, Rabbi Isai, the process of Yitzias Mitzrayim starts the night of Tezvav. But the end of the Yitzias is when? Shvi Shel Pesach. Why was it Dafka Shvi Shel Pesach? Because we cheshbin the Yitzias from when? From whose later? Yitzchak. But Yitzchak is given an oral for 8 days. Until his Milah. When was his Milah? Shvi Shel Pesach. That's the final Geula. 400 years after that one. Rabbi Isai, there's so much more to say. We can go till the morning.